Good evening. It's good to, be here this evening, and we have a nice crowd out. It's nice to see everyone. Like I said, I don't get to see y'all Sunday mornings anymore, so, but it's definitely, I don't feel like a visiting preacher either, so kind of in between, but I love coming here. This is home. This evening's lesson is coming out of Matthew chapter 12. And if you would be turning there, Matthew chapter 12, and I've entitled the lesson this evening is Producing Good Fruit. Producing Good Fruit. Matthew chapter 12, and we're going to read verses 33 through 37. Matthew chapter 12, verses 33 through 37. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. The good man brings out of his good treasure what is good, and the evil man brings out of his evil treasure what is evil. Verse 36, but I tell you that every careless word that people speak, they shall give an accounting for it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. This evening we're going to look at what makes good fruit, and we're also going to see that there's consequences of producing bad fruit, things that we say. You know, words reveal character. Words reveal who we are. You know, we have daily conversation, but words reveal who we are. The things we say can bring glory to God, but also things we say can bring shame on us. You know, God looks down on those things. We can do some good things with the things that we say. We can encourage, we can build one another up, we can also praise God with our words, and we can also pray, spend time in prayer with our words. Those are the things that we can do that are good. But also we can do some things that aren't right. We can say hurtful things to people. Those are the things that we can do that's bad. That's the negative part. We can say hurtful things without thinking, you know. And in our thinking, we think before we speak. I've always heard that. That proves to be true. We need to think before we speak. But we can say some hurtful things, but we also know, and also staying on the negative part, we know that there's our words usage, there can be cursing, and the bad words that we can say, they come out, and we those come from the heart. Those are the things that come from the heart. And we're gonna talk about the heart a little bit this evening as well. But we can say some hurtful things. Jesus spoke harshly to the Pharisees here. He spoke harshly to the Pharisees. In verse 34, he said, "You brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart." You know, he talked about, you know, he said, "You brood of vipers." You brood of vipers. So he spoke harshly, but Jesus said what he needed to say. Sometimes, you know, words have meaning, and that is, and in this case, Jesus said what needed to be said. He told him what he wanted to be said. They spoke evil things. They tried to pin some things on Jesus. They were always trying to catch him in some sort of a lie or something, but they were always pinning something on Jesus. They questioned his authority. You know, if God said it, that settles it. You know, do we question God's authority at times? Do we, you know, and I believe we do, because we get selfish in our own thinking. We get selfish in our own thoughts and our own actions. And not every thought or action that we display are from God. Those are not from God. You know, he does not fill our hearts with evil thoughts. God does not do that. That is Satan at work. That is Satan in trying to fill our hearts with evil thoughts. But the thing is, we allow Satan to do that. We allow Satan to come into our heart and fill our minds with the wrong things. Our heart can deceive us at times. Our heart can deceive us at times. You know, it can make us think that we are saying and doing the right things. You know, how can we produce good fruit? How can we produce good fruit? Well, number one, I think by thinking good thoughts, by filling our minds with good thoughts. Our words should be seasoned with salt. In Colossians chapter 4 and verse 6, the Bible says, "Let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each person." You know, we should set our minds on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 2. You know, if we live in this world, the world tries to tell us how to live, but we cannot allow ourselves to fall in love with the world. The world will lead us astray, and we have to be careful about that. We have to be mindful of those things, how the world tells us, the world tries to tell us how to live. But we cannot fall in love with the world. Number two, how can we produce good fruit? Number two, by keeping our hearts pure. By keeping a pure heart. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8. "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." We need to keep our hearts pure. Keep it clean. Feed it good things. Have good things come out of our thoughts and our hearts. If you would, turn over to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9 says, "Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary." So let us not lose heart in doing good. We must be doing good, and good comes out of our mouth. You know, and that's the thing that we need to work on, is the good. Pursuing good. You know, we are always that example that we should be. We should be, if we're going to be Christ-like, they need to see Christ in us by our speech, by our actions. And are we imitating Christ in our speech? In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19, we are to speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We are to be imitators of God. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 4. If you would, turn with me there. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 4. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 4. "And there must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving thanks." And when I read this verse, you know, sometimes we may partake in a dirty joke or something at work or maybe outside of here. And like I said, we have to take a stand. Sometimes we forget that we are the example. We need to be that example and be the person to walk away from those kinds of things. If we hear the jokes, the dirty jokes, the things that we had not to hear, you know, we have to be careful with our surroundings. We have to be careful with our surroundings. By just walking away and not wanting to hear those kinds of things, we take a stand. And that's the things that we ought to do, is to walk away. And that way they'll know that they did something not right. And they may ask you, but we are to give an answer to that. And like I said, with our mouth, we do many things. James has a lot to say. James has a lot to say about our tongues. And if you would, turn with me to James chapter 3. James chapter 3. And let's look at verses 5 and 6. James chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. "So also the tongue is a small part of the body, yet it boasts of great things. See how great a forest fire is set aflame by such a small fire." Verse 6. And the tongue is a fire, the very world of iniquity. The tongue is set among our members as that which defiles the entire body and sets on fire the course of our life and is set on fire by hell. Our tongue can do many things, many good things, but it can also do many horrible things. We need to bridle our tongue. Be careful with what we say. Choose our words wisely. You know, maybe, excuse me, but we need to bridle our tongue. We should do more listening than we talk, because God gave us one mouth and two ears. But we know that our tongue can get us in a lot of trouble. Our tongues can get us in a lot of trouble. But it depends on what we are thinking in our heart. It starts with our heart. If we fill our hearts with good things, that's what's going to come out. But if we fill our hearts with evil things, with evil thoughts, with being angry, those things are going to come out in our lives. And those are the things that we had not to be, those things had not to be out and about. People don't need to see those kinds of things. But it depends on what we are thinking in our heart, because normally, if you're thinking bad thoughts or evil thoughts, that's what's going to come out of your mouth. And we know that. Psalm 94, verse 11, the Lord, it says, the Lord knows the thoughts of man. The Lord knows the thoughts of man. That ought to scare us a little bit, because of the things that we say. He knows every thought of man. He knows the thought. You know, we talk, but he even knows our thoughts. Our thoughts. That should scare us just a little bit. He knows our thoughts. If you would, turn with me to Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. Let's look at verses 18 through 20. Matthew chapter 15, 18 through 20. But the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and those defile the man. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, slanderers. These are the things which defile the man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile the man. But I want, verse 18, the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart. It comes from the heart. So we must feed our heart good things, good thoughts. And that way good thoughts come out. You know, we can't always trust our heart. We can't always trust our heart, because our heart can lead us astray at times. Our heart can deceive us at times. You know, in Psalm 51 and verse 10, the Bible says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Also, Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 20, the Bible reads, "Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have joy." You know, we need to keep a clean heart, a pure heart. "Created me a clean heart, O God." That's what we want. We want clean hearts, good thoughts, good vibes coming out, so people in the world can see that. We are set apart. We are to be set apart from the world so they can see our light shine. You know, if we have evil in our heart, then it will be seen by our words. If we have evil in our heart, it will be seen by our words. Like I said earlier, words do have meaning. We need to guard our hearts from Satan. We need to guard our hearts from Satan. You know, he loves a weak heart. Satan loves a weak heart, because that's when he's at his best in our heart. But there are consequences. There are consequences of producing bad fruit. There are consequences of producing bad fruit. And number one, we will be judged on our speech. We will be judged on our speech. If you would, turn back to Matthew chapter 12 again. Matthew chapter 12, and let's look at verses 36 and 37. Matthew chapter 12, verses 36 and 37. But I tell you that every careless word that people speak, they shall give an accounting for it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Every careless word will come into account. Every careless word will come to account. Our words will either be justified or our words will condemn us. But sometimes we think God doesn't hear us. Sometimes we think God doesn't hear us or know what we are thinking. But we need to keep in mind that He does. He knows our every thought. Before we ever say it, He knows our thoughts. When we think that God's not listening, God hears everything. God knows our every thought. You know, we should be lights of the world. And people should see Christ in us. By our speech, by our actions, they should see Christ in us. No matter how frustrated we may get in this life. Because we know that things get tough. But those rough times, those tough times, that's when they see Christ in us. That's when they should see Christ in us. If you would, turn back to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. And let's look at verses 14 through 16. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. And now verse 16. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glory and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Let your light shine before men. Let your light shine before men. Those are the things that we need. We need to be those lights that the world can see Christ in us. Like I said earlier, we need to be set apart from the world. If you would, turn over to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, and let's look at verse 13. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 13. Do not be surprised, brethren, if the world hates you. Do not be surprised if the world hates you. For taking a stand, for speaking the truth, we may not be well-liked people. But we may be hated people. But when we stand for truth, when truth comes out of our mouth, when things that we say are right, people know that. People see that. People see the way we talk and the way we act through the way we live. But words do have meaning. But we know that the world, you know, do not be surprised, brethren, if the world hates you. So we have to know that the world may not like us for taking a stand for the truth, taking a stand for what we need to stand for. You know, Christianity isn't about being popular. It's not about being popular with man. It's not about being popular with man. It's about serving God and putting our faith in Him and looking forward to a heavenly home with Him someday. Also in 1 John chapter 3, let's go down to verses 19 and 20. 1 John chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. We will know by this that we are of the truth and will assure our heart before Him in whatever our heart condemns us, for God is greater than our heart and knows all things. But let's go ahead and read verse 21. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. We know that our hearts can condemn us at times. It can condemn us. But we know that we need to keep a clean heart. We need to keep our hearts pure. We need to keep a pure heart. Keep it from evil thoughts and evil things. This evening we've looked at what we are to do with our speech. Our speech can condemn us. The things that we say, you know, we can bless, but we can also curse. We know that, you know, we need to do more thinking before we speak instead of the other way around. Tonight, the lesson is yours. Hopefully I've said something that you haven't been thinking about. And if you haven't become a child of God and would like to put on Christ in baptism, or maybe if you've struggled in your Christianity and your Christian life, And you need prayers of the church, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing the invitation.